How's it going, everybody? Gonna be a quick one today because it's not a typical kind of podcast. I'm not gonna be reviewing anything. I'm gonna be making predictions because Spider-Man No Way Home comes out today, and I am going dark on my phone. I do not want to see any goddamn spoilers. In fact, a lot of people are like reacting to the movie and say how good it is. I do not want to go on social media and find that one asshole that is like, I'm not going to spoil it, but I'm so proud that, like, and I don't want to put this on this person because, like she was having a moment and then she wasn't being an asshole, but I was so happy to see that Marvel's backing Filipino Pride. I was like, what? Okay. Does that have anything to do with Ned? I'm not sure what the guy who played Ned is a nationality, but anyway, this is the goddamn intro. Enjoy the ad. All right, let me state clearly what we know about the trailers, and then I'll state what I know about the movies and the implications. So, the trailers clearly state that Spider-Man has been outed by Mysterio and by mostly J. Jonah Jameson, returning character, actor, I'm blanking on his name right now. Guy played in The Closer, guy was recently in Ghostbusters. Fuck, what's his name? Oh, fuck, this is a good one too. Okay, anyway, the trailer has Spider-Man go to Doctor Strange. Hey, do you cast a spell to like make everyone forget I am Spider-Man? It's like, and then in the trailer, Spider-Man was like, oh, I don't want Aunt May to forget. Oh, I don't want Mary Jane to forget. Oh, no. And then, like, the implication is that Spider-Man ruins the spell by stopping it mid-spell. Now, first prediction. I don't think it's that simple. I think because Spider-Man tells Mary, tells MJ, it's not, tells MJ, not Mary, I don't think she's Mary Jane, I think she's MJ. And then tells Aunt May, I think because of that, the spell breaks, and then all hell breaks loose. Now, next thing we know about the trailers is that, and there's been two major trailers. Two major trailers in that, first thing is, like, you get the train sequence, which, you have Doctor Strange and the train sequence. I don't know what the deal is. It could be a Spider-Man versus Doctor Strange moment. Entirely possible. That, or they are working together, or prediction number two, they are recreating the Spider-Man 2 train sequence. Even though it's in the desert, I guess. It looks to be in the desert. The next trailer, which has been a little bit more specific, because you saw in the first... Now, I don't know if Alfred Molina spoiled it and then the marketing pivoted, but I think the casting news sort of kind of ruined things too, because I wish that things were a little bit more cloak and dagger, because first it was they cast Jamie Foxx as Electro, And I think this is like a going into it, Jamie Foxx has Electro from Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2 Electro, like blue Electro, like organic electric eels Electro. That was the question going into it, which trailer number two, I'm not worried about, like, unless Jamie Foxx is playing two different versions of Electro, where he's playing Amazing Spider-Man 2 Electro and he's playing the Gadget Electro, which is way better. Way better. Like, the reason why I didn't like organic webs was that, in the first Spider-Man trilogy was, like, it eliminated some of the issues that Spider-Man has to deal with. Like, he has to conserve resources. Even, when he has to. Like, it's a storytelling thing where it's like, oh no, I'm running low on web shooters. I've really got to be careful here. Then when you make the villains organic, even though I kind of wish... When they made Paul Giamatti into a robot suit in the same movie, which, by the way, Russian gangster in a armored car robbery. Okay, great. It comes back and he's in a rhino suit, which, I don't know how they actually do it in the comics. I think that's like one of the least explained things. It's like, is it a robot suit or is it just a really strong guy that puts a horn on his head in a jumpsuit? The trailers, there was a hint of a green goblin, like the goblin bomb, which, by the way, you realize later, Willem Dafoe is back. Okay, much older Willem Dafoe, and then you see a YouTube video that you don't click on that is... The three villains having a discussion about returning to their characters. It's Jamie Foxx, Willem Dafoe, and Alfred Molina. Second trailer, you realize, oh, they captured Alfred Molina, and Doc Ock is being interrogated by teenagers. In the trailer, you see multiple spider suits. You see the Iron Spider, the suit that he's been wearing, you get the black and gray suit. I'm not quite sure how this is gonna work. I don't know if he's like upgrading his suit or like there's one shot in the trailer where it is all the villains, which by the way, supposedly they all die. I think that, so Spider-Man's like, man, I really don't want to kill all these guys here. If I can save them, I will save them. I think that's prediction number three. So, let me talk about a couple characters that could get more shine in this movie because they could be playing alternate versions of themselves that are like more linked to the comics. So Ned in the comics is a friend of Peter Parker's who happens to be the Hobgoblin. The Hobgoblin is sort of the Green Goblin's other goblin. It's like you know how Venom has Carnage? Well, Hobgoblin is like a guy that has a goblin rider, has all that stuff, but he's not... has all the same things, but he's not the same thing. Different guy. Like, same pumpkin bomb, same all that, just not green, not Norman Osborn. I'm very curious if they have Ned become the goblin in this movie as a sidekick, or Like, there's a, he's playing a different character that is also a villain that, is, that, the big thing that everyone kind of knows about but doesn't know about, which I have not looked into, I've seen a couple memes, so we have a pretty firm understanding that Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are returning in the movie. However, I saw one meme where it's like, Andrew Garfield is not going to be playing Spider-Man. That is entirely a thing that I would, not be surprised at. However, what the hell is he playing? Tobey Maguire, like, supposedly he's returning as Spider-Man. He's, like, an older Spider-Man. I do not know. So I'm going to do two predictions here. They kind of cancel each other out. One, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield are Spider-Man, but not Spider-Man. They are playing Spider-Man that are not their movie's Spider-Man. They could be Spider-Man that went wrong, Spider-Man that failed, Spider-Man that killed their villains. I'm not sure how they're going to decide to do it. The people that I kind of not trust, but look to for opinions, because you shouldn't just look for anyone's opinion, but if you follow someone long enough and you get a sense of what their tastes are and what their values are, that is a great way to just know what a critic is going for, and then read their criticism and then do that. So the other prediction, which cancels it out, is they're playing their characters. They're playing the Amazing Spider-Man and they're playing Tobey Maguire's Sam Raimi Spider-Man. Now, if that is the case, I kind of want to see some of the other characters meet up with their counterparts, which, in a serve the story kind of way. However, Sally Field is Aunt May. All right. Emma Stone returning as Gwen Stacy. Like, that would be interesting. Emma Stone returning as Spider-Gwen. That would be interesting. Supposedly, next subject. Who else could? All right. Supposedly, Shailene Woodley was cut from Amazing Spider-Man 2. Because of, she was going to play Black Cat, Felicia Hardy. I don't know if she was going to play Black Cat, but she was definitely going to be introduced as Felicia Hardy. So Shailene Woodley at the time, I feel like Sony was throwing everything at the wall at the time, because Sony really, really, really wanted a Sinister Six, versus Spider-Man movie. Or they wanted a Sinister Six movie by itself. I know they want their villains verse they want Morbius. They want Venom to be in the MCU. Which, by the way, next prediction: Tom Hardy and Venom is going to be in the movie. It was heavily teased at the end of Venom 2. The stinger for Venom 2, spoilers, guys, it's been out there for a little bit. It's on home video right now. Venom is in the MCU, and there's going to be a Spider-Man versus Venom scene, or cameo, or stinger. This is the interesting part. How do you solve the original problem? Because what the trailers are telling you about is Doctor Strange casts a spell to make the world forget. However, for whatever reason, the multiverse is opening up. They're all collapsing on each other for whatever reason. I don't know why. So this movie has two problems it has to solve. How does Peter Parker deal with being Spider-Man? Like, does he accept that he's outed as Spider-Man, or does he go back into hiding like he intended? Second question, how does he fix the collapse of the multiverse? Which, I could totally see this movie just like starting, being the starting point for Doctor Strange 2. Like, Doctor Strange 3/4 of the way is like, oh shit, Wanda Maximoff just went crazy. Peter, handle this. Bye. That could be totally an option. Now, that being said, maybe Doctor Strange is the villain of this movie. Like, maybe this is one of those movies where there is no villain, but because there is no villain, we're going to give you a shitload of problems in all these returning characters from other multiverses, which, by the way, are kind of like those movies, but just different enough, which, by the way, Marvel and Sony worked together on those movies. Not, like, Marvel licensed out Spider-Man to Sony, and then Sony owns those movies, so maybe it happens. Maybe you get Dane DeHaan as Harry Osborn returning. Like, DC Comics and Warner Brothers really pushed hard for Infinite Crisis, or like the concept of a multiverse, where it's like, hey, you have Jared Leto Joker and you have Joaquin Phoenix Joker. They can both exist, because comics had to explain away, hey, how come this continuity is off here? It's like, oh, different Earth. Then, in order to, like, and movie studios love stars. The more stars you can put in a movie, the better. So, Warner Brothers is like, oh, we can find a way to get all these stars into these movies. The Flash can have Michael Keaton Batman and Ben Affleck Batman. Let's go. So, all right, anyway, predictions. I do not know where they take the last bit, because it's either they save the multiverse from collapsing upon itself, which, by the way, could be we're going to bring in Miles Morales. Like things could happen. Like Sony did Into the Spider-Verse, and that was one of the best Spider-Man movies, and they did in an animated setting. They made Spider-Pig and Spider-Man Noir work. Like they just like made it work, and they made it work spectacularly. So, all right. So, because I heard Tom Holland, like, I think there's going to be a second Spider-Man trilogy, like, that's not going to be the Home trilogy. I don't know. I do not know. I'm going to leave on one last prediction, which has been kind of bugging me. That there's a reason why there's been no spoilers posted on the campaign. Like, something big, something really, really big is going to drop. I'm going to call it right now, not knowing anything about this. Robert Downey Jr. is going to be in the movie as Iron Man. Peace.